We shall soon sing together as our gospel canticle the prophecy of Zechariah, which follows after the verses from the Gospel of Luke just read. But before we join together in the canticle, a brief catechesis on the occasion of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist will do us good. For the church is like a John the Baptist. Like John, the church is born of the Holy Spirit to proclaim and point others to Jesus, the Savior, through whom God the Father visits and redeems his people. As Luther puts it, this is the joy that we should be filled with today. Rejoice on account of John's mouth and finger, that whoever is terrified on account of his sins, whoever is seized with fear of death, should look at this blessed finger and listen to this joyful, comforting voice. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. There is then a lasting Johannine character to the church's very being, to the church's very purpose. Even now, the church and her ministers go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. For Christ shall come again in glory as he once came in humility. Yes, like John the Baptist, the church in these last days is born of the Holy Spirit, precisely to prepare the way of the one who is to come by calling sinners to repentance and by giving them the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the years to come, during your time here at the seminary, the same Spirit in whom John the Baptist prepared the way of the Lord, proclaiming and pointing others to Jesus for salvation, will also shape your lives, that you too, like John, might become faithful servants of the gospel on behalf and for the benefit of many. So today, we bless God the Father for the gift of St. John the Baptist, not so much because of his holiness, although we are thankful to God for his example to us, but above all, we thank God for John's office, for his preaching of the gospel, which leads us to find God's grace in Christ alone. May we, like John, decrease that Christ may increase. Amen.